with John Taylor. It's starring A.G. and Leach. And will there be any more federal activity, federal government, to maybe increase the money supply? What do you think, John?
Well, that's what the markets are hoping for. Of course, the markets got all excited last week because of the hoped intervention on the part of the ECB, et cetera, in Europe. And the Fed starts a two-day meeting today, and a lot of people believe, in fact, the survey this morning that came out of some major, some economists indicate that the majority of them believe that the Fed's going to show their hand maybe today when they make their announcement and announce QE3, that would be quantitative easing third round. Eventually, of course, these central banks got to quit creating fiat money, money out of nothing, and the economy's got to improve on its own. But anyway, the market, Dow futures are up slightly this morning. The market did not move hardly any at all yesterday. The Dow down just very slightly. A number of companies reporting earnings this morning, and some of them very encouraging. Some of them, they'll give us some insight into a slowing economy, which I hate to keep talking about. Just a few seconds ago, we got numbers from the Commerce Department. Personal income last month up 0.5%. That's a good number. Personal spending did not increase at all. Of course, Mr. Bernanke would like to see that personal spending number move up. Chrysler reporting that they had a very good quarter, made $436 million in the quarter. They say rising sales and stronger pricing in North America account for that radically improved quarter. Sales were up, I think, about 23%. Pfizer, the world's largest drug maker, reporting profit up 25%, even though they're having a huge decline in the sale of Lipitor, because Lipitor now has generic competition. The reason that their profits were up, even though the revenue was down, because they significantly lowered some of their cost. And many of you remember the much ballyhooed IPO of Facebook just a few weeks ago, and of course it ended up being a disaster, and the principal party that everybody pointed their fingers at was NASDAQ. Well, the Zurich-based UBS saw a significant drop in profits in the second quarter, profits down 58%. One of the things that they pointed to was they were one of the market makers in the IPO, the initial public offering of Facebook. They refer to the, quote, gross mishandling of the IPO by NASDAQ, and they say, quote, that they're going to be taking action against the exchange. They reported a very significant loss as a result of that. Here's an interesting story, Armstrong World. Now, we don't talk about them much, but they make floor and ceiling materials, of course. Their stock got hammered yesterday after they reported earnings. It dropped about 13%. They say that they're reducing their outlook for the, quote, macroeconomic outlook for 2012. And this is exactly what the CEO says, quote, we now expect our residential and commercial remodel opportunity to be lower as the domestic economic recovery decelerates and Eurozone conditions continue to worsen. So they're pointing out there that people are not buying floor coverings and ceiling tiles and things like that, and they're lowering their forecast for the rest of the year. One bit of good news, we, of course, still remember that horrible disaster that happened in Japan last year with the earthquake and the resulting tsunami. It caused all types of supply chain problems in manufacturing all over the world. Well, the Japanese automakers are beginning to finally show that they've come out of that funk. In fact, Toyota, which will report earnings on Friday, has now regained the slot as the top seller of automobiles, surpassing General Motors. But Honda, saying that their profit quadrupled in the quarter. Their sales were up 42%. And Mazda saying that their sales up 24% and reporting a very small loss for the quarter. So the good news is, those manufacturing giants in Japan, those auto manufacturers, including Nissan, all reporting much stronger numbers, finally able to overcome all those huge problems created by that horrible catastrophe that happened last year in Japan.
Well, it's just the will of people to succeed and run their businesses.
It is interesting. If you think about Japan, that little island, and they have really virtually no natural resources of their own like we do, and look how successful they are.
They are. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's John Taylor from Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Of course, we helped them get to that level after World War II and brought the technology we had, and they just ran with it and are proving their resilience. Well, prove your resilience. You know, get the information you need to advance yourself financially. John Taylor can help you. He's at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Give him a call, 782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.